welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Right, hello, welcome to episode 509 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and my good pal Sean Orford. How are you, Sean?
I am very good.
Love of my life.
Hello, darling.
Yeah, so we're doing a Valentine's one, but it's probably a week or two will have passed since Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's Day today.
As we record it, it is. I'm with my one true love, Cooper, the wonder dog.
Yeah.
And you as well, Sean. welcome. How are you doing, Sean? Are you okay?
Yeah, I am good.
Feeling good?
I am good. I am gradually getting fitter.
Yeah, we did mention last time you'd been out for your first jog, but
yeah, I was a bit extreme, I think, and the old joints and muscles were aching a bit afterwards, so I'm taking a slower route.
Okay,
getting back, but yeah,
I'm getting more lunges in advance next time.
A bit more opening up of the muscles before we work them, I think. Yeah,
good, very good, cool. Yeah. I'm not sure. I feel like work's settled down a bit. Actually, there's a bit of a mad spike post-Christmas where all the meetings for the council stuff and my work kicked off, but it's just settled down a bit now, so yeah.
Yeah, my world gets a bit mad just after Christmas as well. I think it's all kind of like New Year stuff. And I go into divorce season a bit this time of year.
Yeah, okay, good luck with that. Yeah. But yeah, we've kind of got lots of plans for our house in mind at the moment. We're trying to kind of formulate plans around the kitchen area, which has never been quite right since we moved in here, and we're thinking we're going to be here for a while, so yeah, it's quite exciting looking at drawings and plans and thinking about what's going to go where potentially,
yeah,
and whether the heck the bank will give us the money we're going to need to pay
for it. Sure they will.
Come on, I'm good for it.
Yeah.
Right, so you're liveinthepresent.co.uk for all the show notes and links. As ever, Sean's got a blog post to accompany this one, which is on there too. Mm-hmm. If you sign up for email alerts, you'll get weekly, whenever a new show goes live, we'll let you know. Mm-hmm. And you do still get free meditation files as well, morning and evening relaxation files if you subscribe too. So take a look at all that stuff. So Valentine's Day's come around again. What does it mean to you, Sean? How did your what's your plan for the day? What's happened?
We always
do you do anything?
We do. We look after each other, and tonight we'll have a meal. I've already started making my salad for that. So I've got salad and I've got cheeses, and what I've done is I've got sliced cheese all different colours, and I've cut hearts out so that they fit together. So you've got lots of different colours. It's hearts and a slice of cheese.
Flipping heck. Mm. Okay, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to top that one.
So lots of fun. But I like cooking and all that kind of stuff. So,
I'm going to do a bit of cooking later, all being well. And I was woken this morning nicely with the gentle aroma of a coffee that was made for me and a card in preparation. So
that's nice.
Yeah, very pleasant. But yeah, Valentine's Day, I mean, it's easy to kind of, there's a commercial side of it, you know, it's obviously mad day for selling cards and flowers and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's something behind it, and I should have actually looked into the kind of the full on history of the day itself.
St. Valentine.
Yeah.
Lovely lady.
Top notch bird, was she?
Good bit of stuff, yeah.
But it's a chance to focus on the people we love, innit? And I mean, not traditionally, but I remember as a kid, Valentine's Day was quite exciting at primary school because you would get secret cards from people and like.
But people didn't sign the cards, did they?
No.
So you never knew who it was from.
Exactly. And I don't think that's the thing at schools anymore. I certainly haven't, not since my lads have been going through primary school. It's not a thing at all. You know, 6-7 years of taking kids to school. So that doesn't seem to be done anymore. So I wonder why.
Romance is dead.
It is, maybe. We need to bring it back. Yeah. What do you want to talk about in terms of Valentine's and kind of feeling the love in general, Sean?
It is relevant for me because I do get divorce season just after Christmas. I get two after Christmas and after summer holidays. And the issue of love and do you love me and all that kind of stuff is very real. And it's, for me, it's the idea of what do you mean when you say love?
Yeah.
That's the key to what we look at here.
Well, yeah, so how do you know, or how do you experience or feel love? What is it you're looking
for? Well,
I mean,
people will say, you know, I love you, but then they say, I love a cream bun. And it's like, you know, do they mean the same thing when they use it? And love is such a kind of an all-purpose word.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, love is about care and time and attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's for some people, it's about money, isn't it? You know, like, you've got to buy me something that's worth lots of money, and the more you pay, the more you love me.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Or you've got to pay me attention! But it's like, I think that to know that that people are concerned and people care for you is loving. And obviously, I had that with my heart surgery stuff, you know. And people did fall into different categories. There were those people that cared, those people that couldn't give a toss, and those people who actually got angry with me for being ill. How dare you be ill? I need you.
We need you now.
Yeah.
We've got a podcast to record here, Sean.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So that was a time in your life when, well, you're not necessarily you've figured out who your friends and your enemies were, unless I'm saying, but I guess you learned a lot around what love meant to you and who maybe loved you the most expressed it in different ways. Maybe some people were too scared to go near you, you know, or kind of terrified to say the wrong thing.
Yeah, I know there were people that were worried that I was going to die and didn't want to come near because of that.
Yeah, or get in the way maybe and feel that, you know, don't want to be a, you know, kind of get in the way of your recovery, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe some people overdid it as well and were a bit overbearing and gee whiz.
But I think anything like that, any kind of crisis point, people's real inner behaviours come out, don't they? They start to express themselves, who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Very. So, I mean, we've got all sorts of new blog posts. But so when you see a couple, for example, in therapy, do you ask questions like, as you've written in your blog post, do you ask people to explain how they experience love or what does I love you mean to
them? Yeah. Because most couples meet, one says I love you, another one says I love you, they skip off into the sunset, only to discover, perhaps many years later, that when they said I love you, they meant something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they weren't actually talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
And unless you actually do spend a bit of time going into it, and it's like, okay, when you said you love me, what do you mean? Yeah. And when I say I love you, this is what I mean. But there's the issue about how do you show love, but how do you know you're loved?
Mm-hmm.
Because the person you're with might love you desperately and might be doing all kinds of things to show their love, and you just don't get it.
Yep.
Misses completely.
Do you think this is somewhere that, I mean, not that, I mean, marriage might be something that's sort of on the decline anyway, is a bit of an old-fashioned institution, but do you think this is where, like, we should be a bit more specific around the contracts that we sign in terms of the vows that we take and that kind of thing?
Well, a lot of people these days do write their own things, don't they? There's the vows that they say legally. But people do write their own vows. You know, I promise to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that
Married at First Sight, the TV show, which I haven't watched for a while, but I might go through another season of that soon.
Mm-hmm.
The Australian ones, just hilarious. But yeah, the vows that they write, they're always very well scripted and, you know, specific. And I guess there are a lot of clues as to what the person that you're about to get hitched to is all about. I guess in marriage in particular, it can be, like you say, it can be quite formulaic.
Are there any stats on how those relationships last or don't?
I'm not sure about stats, but it's very rare for a relationship to last long term. I think there's maybe, I've watched maybe 4 or 5 seasons of the Australian one, and I think there's maybe only 1 or 2 marriages that have kind of become official or people are still together even. Some kind of go the distance of the series, and then again, you kind of have at the end, you have it's been 2 months since the experiment finished. And this, you know, there are examples of people that have stayed together post experiment. But it's rare actually.
Mm.
Yeah, so you should watch it actually, because it's staffed by these the experts, there's three experts that kind of try and help people through the process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've taken a lot of time before the show starts to match people together. Mm-hmm. A lot of the time it backfires spectacularly. It's very rare that they have a success. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you'd enjoy it, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have a nose. See, you said the Aussie one. That's different then to the...
Yeah, I think there's an American one, there's a British one as well. We just started watching the Australian one because... I don't know why, actually. I think someone had told us that there was a certain series that was quite explosive. So, we watched the Australian one.
But, yeah.
And it's quite a nice setting in terms of the, I don't know, Australia. It's quite an amazing part of the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a bit more exotic than watching, a couple from...
nice and warm.
Basingstoke or, or wherever.
Yeah.
A little bit out of the ordinary. Anyway, it's worth watching. Mm. And it will teach us some things.
Mm.
Love can be multifaceted and comes in lots of different strands, isn't it? And do you think we even spend much time thinking about what it is that love means to us, let alone the people that we share our lives with?
Well, no, we don't, do we? But we're not educated to do that. Whereas I think that, and I think that is also to do with being British as well. We're very sensible.
Yeah.
People tend to create relationships around duty in our society.
Yeah,
not around passion,
mm-hmm. And that's different in other countries, obviously.
Yeah, it is. And there are obviously countries where you get an arranged marriage, and you might not meet the person you're marrying. I suppose like love at first sight.
Yeah,
until you're like actually.
TV show.
But we assume in the arranged marriage that the parents know their kids well, and are making a match that works to their benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, I need to check this out. I'm not sure what the stats are.
Yes, we should.
Mind you, in societies that have arranged marriages, divorce isn't an accepted thing anyway. So it's...
it's not an option, basically.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, or very rarely.
So when you've got... When you're seeing a... We're talking about couples here, which is... Well, when you're seeing a couple that are on the rocks a little bit and they have very different... When you might discover that they have very different definitions of what love means to each other.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like curtains, are you thinking, in your head, or is it...
It depends. I mean, what I tend to do when I'm working with a couple is I'll see them both individually and I'll see them both together. Very often the things that they'll say to me individually aren't what they'll say as a couple.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But I'm understanding what's going on.
Yeah, that must be hard, though, because when you know something... quite intimate of a person, and then you've got to come back and bring them together, and you must be like thinking.
But you have to be confidential to the individual,
of course.
So, which is
Are you then trying to then when you bring them back together, coax out that information so that they feel like they can say it?
No,
to the
not necessarily. it's down to, from my point of view, it's like does this stand a chance of working or not? And usually you can tell. And I'm not into kind of splitting people up, but I'm not into making people stay together either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and whether people, if people decide to stay together and work at it, I'll work with that. If people decide to end it, then we'll work at making it the most positive ending that we can.
Yeah.
So that hopefully we can retain friendship if we don't have relationship in that sense. Yeah.
Well, we're looking at Cooper here rolling on his back, and he seems quite well loved. But you were talking earlier before we came on. I don't know how we got onto it, but some pigs he used to keep.
Yeah,
You knew how to make them feel loved.
And that was usually a hose pipe and a yard broom, and they'd roll on their backs, and I'd hose them down and scrub their bellies with the yard broom, and they loved it.
Yeah.
You know.
So I mean, this little fella here, who has. Regular listeners will know sometimes he goes nuts at the postman out the window, but I don't know. It's he knows there's a bit of a contract between us in that he knows what his boundaries are and I know what kind of makes him tick, what he really likes.
Mm.
But at the same time, he knows there's an acceptance that sometimes I've got to do things to him that he might not like in terms of keeping his eyes clean and giving him a brush when his hair's getting a bit knotted and tangled. But in return, I'll tickle his belly or I'll give his ears a scratch and that kind of thing. Or he'll have a treat. So yeah, maybe we can look for, we need to do an episode on pets again, maybe, but maybe we can look to our relationship with animals and what animals.
But if you think about it, it's like what the dog wants to know is, do I belong? Am I accepted here?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's true whether whatever animals we're talking about, whether we're talking about sheep or pigs or monkeys or whatever.
Mm.
It's like, am I one of us?
Yeah.
And that communication, which talks about usness, to me is the positive energy of love. It's like love is the energy that brings things together and hate is the energy that makes things go apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that if a family has love, it maintains itself as a unit.
Yeah, well, I was just going to bring it onto that then, away from the kind of Valentine's love angle of couples in a relationship. Sometimes it might be more than what, two people in a relationship, you know.
We have throuples now.
Imagine, yeah. But, you know, the love that holds a family together, that's just as important, isn't it? So I didn't get my lads or my mum or my dad a Valentine's card today. Or didn't get one for you even either, you know.
Oh, I don't know why.
But maybe we should be thinking about doing stuff like that and kind of thinking about how we love and we give love and we experience it on that kind of friends and family basis as well.
Yeah.
Not a romantic love, but... Yeah.
Maybe we need to have another day of the year, which is Love Your Mate Day.
Ah, here we go. Yeah. We could get some cards going. We could make a killing,
make a fortune.
We just thought of a whole new day.
Yeah, we'll be millionaires.
But yeah, maybe we should do something like that, really. But maybe we're better, actually, at that kind of, you know, showing love to friends and family, you know, kids in particular, for us, you know, we're kind of full-on... parents looking after our little lads. Maybe we spend more time making sure they're happy. Then maybe we can take a bit of inspiration from what we do there. Just maybe that's a little note to everyone listening to kind of pay attention to around Valentine's, not just to the affection we're having with our partners or that person, special person in our life, but yeah, also the friends and family as well.
Yeah, maybe it needs to be like a love day.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about that. Could be something in that, couldn't it?
Mm.
Mm. But yeah, you finished with your blog with a nice line. Love is the magic glue that holds the whole world together. Yeah, you're confident of that.
Yeah. And to me, that's it. It's like love is that energy. It's like gravity. It holds things in.
Mm.
Yeah. Hate blows things apart.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what happens when gravity stops working, because the earth flies away from the sun.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
Yeah, we had some friends in recent years who've had major relationship issues, and the day that it kicked off, it's a good few years ago now, but it did feel like, actually it felt like the gravity, like you say, had just disappeared, because everything just started, it was just this mad cyclone of chaos for...
Yeah. But I mean, if you think of like an atom,
and it's still spinning. Actually, it still hasn't nothing. You know, it hasn't settled, and it never will.
Yeah, that's a big one. It never will.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you think about an atom, you've got a nucleus, and then you've got all the particles around the nucleus. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it? And it's like in a family, usually the parents are the nucleus, and the kids are circulating around until they create their own atoms, as it were.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Okay, have you got a resource of the week, Sean?
What I'm going to suggest is, I was going to just put down the Karma Sutra, which is a fun book, which I was introduced in the East many years ago, which is about physical relationships. But it's absolutely entertaining to go into Amazon and just type in Karma Sutra, because you get back a whole load of things about all kinds of relationships that did make me chuckle. About different kinds of things, from different kinds of sexual activities right the way through to, you know, different kinds of relationships. And it was a real kind of eye-opener just to read through.
I bet it was. Yeah. Okay. I'll stick a little note in the comments about that, and I will link to a movie called Annie Hall, which is a classic Woody Allen movie, which I haven't watched for a while. But yeah, that shows the kind of beginnings, the middle and the end of a relationship. And it's a hoot, great film, and it does a good job of showing the whole beginning, middle and end of a Because sometimes relationships end, don't they?
Yeah. Sadly.
And it's okay.
That's the way it goes. Yeah.
All right, cool. You happy with that?
I am happy.
All right. Thanks for your time, Sean. We'll see
you
again.
Have a happy rest of your Valentine's Day.
I will, yeah. Yeah, yeah, wish, hopefully there's no food poisoning involved. All right. I'll see you later.
Yeah, you take care.
All right.